Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great day with breaking news about another indictment of President Trump. The Daily Beast reporting that President Trump himself has been notified by the Department of Justice that he is about to be indicted again. This actually was published earlier today by journalist John Solomon, who is a great ally of President Trump's and who has usually been pretty reliable on Trump-related stories. But Trump himself threw cold water on the report shortly afterward. He actually issued a truth, they call it. And Donald J. Trump, real Donald Trump, he says, "No one has told me I'm being indicted, and I shouldn't be, because I've done nothing, capitals, wrong. But I've assumed for years that I am a target, capital T, of the weaponized DOJ, all caps, and FBI, starting with the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, the no collusion Mueller report, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, the perfect Ukraine phone call, that was actually impeachment hoax number one, and various other scams and witch hunts, a travesty of justice and election interference at a level never seen before. Republicans in Congress must make this their number one issue." Really? That could help his campaign. Would it help the Republican Party? Would it help people who are campaigning and have to campaign to maintain that Republican majority in the House of Representatives? That has all to be determined. Without a Republican majority in the House of Representatives, you have situations, well, like this, where there can be in the California Capitol, they just provided an honor to a legendary drag activist what they say is known as much for her dramatic face makeup, which is like a mask, and colored boa headdresses as for her work caring for AIDS patients. Promoting safe sex education and cleaning up trash throughout San Francisco. Well, that's good. Drag activist Sister Roma was honored Monday of this week during an annual LGBTQ Pride Month ceremony in the state capital of Sacramento. But what's normally a routine event in the state house dominated by Democrats, where more LGBTQ plus lawmakers now serve than at any time in state history, whoopee, has become a flashpoint in the culture wars as Republicans push back against the honoring of transgender identities and honors for a group of service-oriented drag queen nuns who they see as mocking the Catholic Church. This is the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, who are make-believe nuns who were invited to be honored by the Dodgers, then disinvited, and then they were invited again. In any event, it sounded like this on the floor of the California State Legislature when Scott Weiner, another leader of the gay community from San Francisco, he's a state senator, He spoke about why Sister Roma deserved the honor of the state of California. Listen, this is clip 5A.
Everyone, I'm Scott Wiener. I have the honor of representing San Francisco and Northern San Mateo County in the California State Senate. And today we just completed our Assembly and Senate Pride ceremony where our LGBTQ legislative caucus honored a number of amazing community leaders from throughout the state. I nominated Sister Roma for an honor based on her many years of stellar service to our community. I know there was some discussion and political discourse around this particular honor, but I'm just so proud of Sister Roma and her work in the community, and I'm proud of California for standing strong to support LGBTQ people as our community is under assault in the rest of the country.
Okay, and here is Sister Roma herself speaking in her own behalf in response to her honor.
Thank you so much, Senator Wiener, Scott, wonderful dear friend. This has been an amazing honor. I actually have had a beautiful, beautiful day. To be included with this amazing list of nominees was probably one of the biggest honors that I've ever had, to come into this beautiful state capitol, which I've never been in before, and to be in this location where all of the decisions are made that affect our lives every day feels important and impactful. So to be recognized here means a lot to me, but also to the LGBTQ community at large.
Okay, all very dignified. A number of Republicans objected to this and actually walked out. Despite the criticism, Roma was welcomed with a standing ovation in both the Assembly and the Senate, even while some Republicans walked off the floors in protest as she was recognized. In a statement, Assembly Republican leader James Gallagher of Yuba City said he would not celebrate those who engage in religious bigotry or attempt to co-opt our faith into something it is not. What he is talking about is the idea that people describe themselves as nuns and make fun of the Catholic faith. They do confession, but rather than saying go out and sin no more, they say go out and sin some more. The queer service group, they're talking now about the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, is one of California's oldest LGBTQ and advocacy organizations and has since expanded around the globe. The members take a vow to serve their community through entertainment and human rights advocacy. In the 1980s, their mission included battling the AIDS epidemic and taking in those cast from society and left to suffer and die alone, which again makes the entire operation seem far more worthy than it actually is. There was another controversy, this one amazing. The Republican leaders, the story from Fox News says, are demanding the American flag be reinstated at a veteran cemetery where in Mississippi, where some Mississippi residents noticed on Memorial Day the American flag had been removed and replaced with a rainbow LGBTQ flag for June Pride Month. The decision was dubbed a political stunt by Republicans, it seems to me appropriately, in the state Senate, who are calling for its removal out of respect for service members, veterans, and their families. If you are buried in a sacred place, a veterans cemetery, to be honored for your service to your country, some of the people there died in service to their country. And they said five Mississippi Republicans wrote a letter to the Veterans Affairs Secretary. We believe this decision shows deep disrespect to our service members, veterans, and their families, and demand that you take immediate action to restore the United States flag to its rightful place at a Veterans Affairs facilities across the state of Mississippi. How about across the country in general? If you're operating veterans facilities, Don't people have a right to expect consistently that the American flag would be there? You want to put up some other sign or something to honor a Gay Pride Month? I mean, surely there can be a way to do that. But to take down the American flag and replace it with the rainbow banner, it's not an indication that we're headed in the right direction, is it? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Greatest
show on God's Green Earth.
It is a horror show.
A Michael Medved show.
When he's left to his own devices.
And on the Michael Medved show, in a close vote yesterday, the Seattle City Council rejected a bill that would have given the city attorney, Ann Davison, who is the most moderate. She actually is a former Republican. She ran for lieutenant governor as a Republican. And she's terrific. And trying to bring a little bit more sanity and balance and public spirit to the office of the city attorney in Seattle. In any event, the Seattle City Council rejected a bill that would have given the city attorney the authority to prosecute drug possession and public drug use cases. And following nearly 3 hours of public comment, this is the way it was covered on local news, clip 18.
Councilmember Mosqueda?
No.
Councilmember Nelson?
Aye.
Council President Juarez?
Aye.
4 in favor, 5 opposed.
All right. So the bill has failed.
After 4 hours of back and forth, city council members rejected legislation that would allow city attorney Ann Davison to prosecute drug possession and its public use.
Prosecution is ineffective at reducing drug use and causes severe harm to our community, in particular to people of color within our community.
Dozens of people filled city council chambers making sure their voices were heard.
This is not a deterrent for drug use. The drug use is not the right thing to do.
At the end of the vote, their cheers echoed.
And so we will move on.
Oh my God, this is exciting.
The final vote surprising everyone.
Well, it is surprising because the notion that you won't allow the city attorney to stop people from using drugs in public, that idea comes close to where they're going in Oregon, where it's worked incredibly badly. And if, as we talked about yesterday, we talked with Sam Quinones about the appalling epidemic of drug use that is claimed just in terms of the fentanyl deaths. It's over 100,000 in the country. And it's an acute problem in Seattle. And the fact that it failed by one councilmanic vote, this is why it's important when people get out and vote this year, this November. There will be more city elections. And part of the problem with a lot of conservatives is you just give up. And basically, you can, if possible, elect more public servants like City Attorney Ann Davison and actually make a difference. The situation is troubled, to say the least. There are dueling demonstrations in different corners of the country over Pride Month and the indoctrination in schools associated with Pride Month, and it's a full month. I mean, spending a day doing it, okay, I understand that might or might not be appropriate depending on the content of what is taught. But the idea that there were some Islamic citizens and some Muslims in Maryland who were actually demonstrating for the right of parents to protect their children from pro-LGBTQ propaganda. And again, we're talking about public schools. This is the coverage of that demonstration in Maryland. This is clip 10.
Protect our children! Protect our children! Protect our children! Protect our children!
Secular school! Secular school! Secular school!
Yeah, it's, again, protect our children, protect trans kids. And then in another case of dueling demonstrations in Glendale, California. And what's interesting about this is the same way that a lot of the people who were demonstrating in Maryland were actually immigrants to this country and Islamic immigrants, Muslim immigrants, who generally are treated with great solicitation and care and support by people on the left, not in this case. And there were another group of immigrants. This is in Glendale, California. Glendale has become very heavily Armenian. And the Armenian community is wonderful in Glendale and elsewhere in Southern California. And they were facing off with Antifa and other pro-gay rights groups, which ended in a brawl that had to be broken up by cops in Glendale, California. It sounded like this. Listen to the letter. Yes, the joys of Pride Month. And again, what are people reacting to? They're reacting to, well, Congressman Robert Garcia, who's also a Californian, he's rose on the House floor as part of, this is the federal House of Representatives, as part of the Pride Month ceremony. This is clip 19.
Mr. Speaker, the House Library is open. Now, I rise to commemorate the start of Pride Month by honoring the one and only Queen of Drag, RuPaul. An artist, a philanthropist, and a barrier breaker, RuPaul Charles has become an American phenomenon and an icon. Nobody has more charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent than RuPaul Charles.
Okay, congratulations on that. The Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, I believe the first member of cabinet to be openly gay, has indicated why he thinks people are pushing back against some of the activism in the LGBTQ community. It's it's a very unusual explanation offered by Pete Buttigieg of what all the conflict is about. We will get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence launched his presidential campaign in Iowa today, emphasizing the need for new leadership in the White House and the Republican Party.
I've long believed that to whom much is given, much will be required. That's why today, before God and my family, I'm announcing that I'm running for president of the United States of America.
Pence also expressed his belief that former President Trump's disregard for the Constitution disqualifies him from holding office again. Nearly half of independent voters in a recent Economist YouGov poll believe President Biden's health and age severely hinder his ability to be president, while only 11% think they have no effect on his job performance. A group of House conservatives, primarily from the House Freedom Caucus, is blocking Republican-backed bills in protest of Speaker McCarthy's handling of the debt deal. They had to postpone votes today as a result. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the Secretary of Transportation, the Honorable Pete Buttigieg, is no dummy. He is a bright guy, and that is clear. I give him credit for serving his country in the military. He was deployed to the Middle East. This is before he ran for president. And he has the distinction of being, if not the first, I think one of the first members of a president's cabinet, even though with Secretary of Transportation, one of the less celebrated cabinet positions, but he is the Secretary of Transportation for Joe Biden. And he was asked about the pushback from a number of sources involving Major League Baseball, involving flags at veterans cemeteries, involving curriculum in schools that was being put forward, all as part of LGBTQ community awareness during Pride Month. And apparently we are going to be going through this kind of controversy through the entire month. Secretary Buttigieg had an extraordinarily unusual interpretation, it seems to me, and certainly an original one about what it was that was leading to the pushback by some conservatives, most conservatives, regarding the Pride Month emphasis. This is clip 11.5.
Well, our country is at very real risk of backsliding on freedom and equality. Now you see the attacks on the LGBTQ community, especially on the trans community, and what they are going through. And, you know, I think it's being done out of a perception that it is politically convenient to target vulnerable groups. And honestly, I think where it largely comes from is folks who don't want to talk about why they were against the infrastructure law that's building the roads and bridges.
Okay, really? People are attacking the trans community because they don't want to build roads and bridges? And by the way, the idea that it's an attack on the trans community to prevent second and third graders from learning about trans identity or gender-affirming surgery. And again, when they do polling on this, the public really is with a conservative point of view when it comes to questions like the ability for biological males to suddenly go into competition with females and to win all the medals. It's extraordinary. We've had so much pride and a sort of universal success for women's athletics. And now women are complaining in some significant numbers, and certainly it is not something that gets public support, with the idea of people who are biologically male and have the advantages, the physiological advantages you can have from that status, trying to compete with females. And then there's this, talk about wokeness, political correctness. I think that we used to use the term political correctness. Now it's more common for people to use the term woke. And no, I don't believe, as one Congress member said, that woke is a synonym for white supremacy. It doesn't mean that. And it has no racist connotation to it. But here is a black Democrat, and a very smart one, Harold Ford Jr. He was in Congress for many years from Tennessee. He appeared on Fox News. Fox News is reporting that New York City health officials unveiled the city's first public health vending machine in Brooklyn. This features free drug paraphernalia and anti-overdose meds for addicts. The big blue box was installed in Brooklyn on Monday of this week, and will offer potentially life-saving naloxone for drug users who have overdosed on opioids, along with instructions on how to use opioids. Instead of snacks or sodas, the vending machine also has hygiene kits and safe sex kits for anyone with a New York City zip code to claim. This is the comment, and I think it's very apt, by former Congressman, Democratic Congressman, black Democratic Congressman, Harold Ford Jr., clip four.
We deal with topics here that I think are beyond the pale of stupidity. I don't understand, as I listen to this young man, the health commissioner, with a straight face, in a community that where I would imagine education opportunities, job opportunities, investment opportunities, wealth building opportunities are not there. And we're putting vending machines with drugs in them. We've sunk to a low point here if these are the kinds of answers that public policymakers are giving and delivering to the public. It would be different if they were able to point to some data saying this helps people then get the kind of health care and rehabilitative care they need after being addicted to drugs. But there's no data, no evidence to show. Furthermore, when three people in a neighborhood, if you went to the Upper East Side here in New York, and you had three people between 70th and 80th on PART saying, we think this is a bad thing for our community, we wouldn't put it there. This is shameful.
Yeah. Yep.
That we have these kind of vending machines in communities anywhere in America, and in the city I call home now, that we would allow this to happen. It's not only an embarrassment, it's an affront, and really this is criminal what we're doing to these communities.
And, by the way, that same theme taken up in a very effective new ad for Tim Scott's presidential campaign, a campaign that I think everyone should take with the utmost seriousness. Here's what the new ad sounded like, clip six.
I'm about to say something really controversial in Joe Biden's America. If you're able-bodied, you work. If you take out a loan, you pay it back. And if you commit a violent crime, you go to jail. And if you're a man, you should play sports against men. America needs more victors and less victims. I'm Tim Scott, and I approve this message because these aren't just conservative values. They're American values. And as president, I will defend them.
Is that a brilliant ad or what? I want to listen to it again because it's so so effectively presented and so necessary. There is one more thing that is supposedly a big revelation. It turns out that current college students say that their degree is worth the cost. This is a Gallup bulletin. 71% of currently enrolled bachelor's degree students nationally strongly agree, or at least agree, that the degree that they are receiving is worth the cost. Only 8% strongly disagree or disagree. Attitudes toward cost are broadly similar across different types of higher education institutions, although students attending private not-for-profit institutions are slightly more positive. 41% of students attending private not-for-profit institutions strongly agree the degree they're receiving is worth the cost, compared with 33% of those attending public colleges. Look, what does this mean? I think what happens is when people have invested something and in something, they tend to like it. It's one of those phenomena you see with films, is that if people go out and pay to go see a movie, and then you're asked about, was that a good movie or not, you're much more likely to say it's a terrific movie if you paid for it, because you've invested in it, and you don't want to admit your own mistake. We will be right back with more on the Medved Show.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Michael Medved.
People know me.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And a legend has passed, a legend with a very strong fan base that indicated what a wonderful, big-hearted country America really is. The Iron Sheik, who wrestled with World Wrestling Entertainment for years and years and years, he was a major rival for Hulk Hogan, and there's some amazing photographs and video of him wrestling Hulk Hogan. The Iron Sheik died at age 81. New York Post reports the Iron Sheik, a WWE legend who was one of Hulk Hogan's greatest rivals during the 1980s, has died, according to a statement posted to his Twitter account today. He was 81 years old. And the statement said, "Today we gather with heavy hearts to bid farewell to a true legend, a force of nature, and an iconic figure who left an incredible mark on the world of professional wrestling. It is with great sadness that we share the news of the passing of the Iron Sheik, but we also take solace in knowing that he departed this world peacefully, leaving behind a legacy that will endure for generations to come." One of the photos shows the Iron Sheik putting his signature move on Hulk Hogan. It's called the Camel Clutch. And the Iron Sheik, you'd think he was Arab. He wasn't. He was born in Iran. His real name was Hossein Khosrau Ali Vaziri. He was a one-time WWE champion and won the tag team championship with Nikolai Volkov. Now, his role, he was always a World Wrestling Entertainment villain, as was Nikolai Volkov, obviously a Russian. Throughout his career, the Iron Sheik became a cultural phenomenon, transcending the role of professional wrestling to become a pop culture icon. His memorable catchphrases and unforgettable moments are etched into the memories of fans worldwide. He left an indelible mark on the industry, and his influence can still be felt in the world of wrestling today. Now, the one thing that got my attention and made me instantly more sympathetic to the Iron Sheik is not only the fact that so many people spoke warmly about him on his passing, but apparently he had a great sense of humor. He enjoyed the role that he was playing with a funny mustache and basically to deal with the fact that he was married to the same woman for 47 years, I think the indication is. That says something. And apparently he was charitable and warm-hearted, and farewell to the Iron Sheik. There is something more. It's a follow-up to a story we covered yesterday. We covered yesterday this story about Lululemon, and this is not about the fact that they, for little brief shorts, they're charging $88. This is for male wardrobe stuff. And of course, Lululemon is primarily female wardrobe stuff. The CEO of Lululemon is standing up for his decision to fire employees who reported a robbery and tried to deter that robbery. It was a robbery where people took $7,000 worth of merchandise. This is how the head of Lululemon justified his position. This is clip 17.
Listen. Retail theft and shrink has been a growing topic. It's an area that we've invested in. We invest across three pillars, training, and investing in labor, technology, as well as working with local and federal law enforcement. In this particular case, we have a zero tolerance policy that we train our educators on around engaging during a theft. Why? Because we put the safety of our team, of our guests, front and center. It's only merchandise. At the end, they're trained to step back, let the theft occur, know that there's technology and there's cameras and we're working with law enforcement. Unfortunately, in this situation, the educators knowingly broke the policy, engaged with the theft, the thieves across multiple points, including following them out of the store. So post-investigation and the zero-tolerance policy, which is well-known, that was what resulted in the termination.
Okay. Really? Because they followed them out of the store? Speaking of following people out of the store, how about following people into the campaign? The Wall Street Journal is reporting that North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has said that America needs a leader who will unleash our economic potential while explaining his run for president in an op-ed. Burgum made clear in the piece that the economy will be central to his presidential bid, writing, "The economy must be our top priority." He also made references to the environment to justify why America shouldn't purchase any energy from abroad. The piece is taut, it's well written, and it's a useful introduction to Doug Burgum. He writes at the very beginning of the piece, "When Joe Biden released his video announcing his reelection campaign, it was shocking what was missing." Yes, it was. "He failed to articulate any economic vision for the country. He ignored the anxiety of families grappling with inflation, and he looked the other way as a recession looms. We need a change in the White House. We need a new leader for a changing economy. That's why I'm announcing my run for president today. My hometown, Arthur, North Dakota, is a small farming community where woke was something you did at 5 a.m. After earning an MBA from Stanford and working for a short time in Chicago at McKinsey & Company, I moved back home in 1983 and literally bet the farm to provide the seed capital for a startup, which we grew into a world-class company, a Great Plains Software. When I ran for governor in 2016, we shook up the political establishment, then cut more than $1 billion in spending, balanced the budget, unleashed energy production, and diversified the economy. This year, we achieved pension reform, helped pass term limits, and enacted the biggest tax cut in state history." Now, all of this is true. It actually checks out. This guy has a remarkable record. "I can do the same for America," says Doug Burgum. "The U.S. has the hardest working people in the world, but we need new leadership to unleash our potential. Finally, we must recognize the real threat to America and strengthen national security. Our enemies aren't our neighbors down the street. Our enemies are countries that want to see our way of life destroyed. The first time I ever saw Great Plains Software in China in 1989, that's his company, it had been stolen and pirated to sell for a tiny fraction of our price. We must rebuild our military and reestablish our nation's position of strength to win the Cold War with China. Look, this is one more worthy Republican jumping into the race. We also have this email that came in from Christian. He says, on your topic about colleges, if most go through it without graduating, which is true, most people who enroll in four-year college programs don't finish it within 6 years. Sometimes they finish it later than that, sometimes not at all. If most go through it without graduating, the if ones who do graduate, the only ones who do graduate, are only graduating with useless degrees like gender studies, then it's easy to see why many would think it wasn't worth it. Also, lying to the question of why fewer people are going to the question, tying it to that question, I think more people are recognizing that college is no longer a place for higher education, but a place where intelligence and critical thinking goes to die. Okay. Some of your criticisms are appropriate, but this Gallup poll that we talked about briefly shows that overwhelmingly 71% either say it's worth it or they're very sure that it's strongly agree that it's worth it. In other words, the overwhelming majority of people who are spending money and may have borrowed money or put their parents in debt or somehow scraped and struggled, the overwhelming number of people in that situation think that college is worth it. Next time on the MedMed Show, we'll be joined by the mayor of Everett about some of their controversial new policies to limit access in certain sensitive areas to homeless people. And the LA Times suggests that Biden should remind voters he was right to pick Kamala Harris. Is that good advice? Plus, we'll be talking about a new survey by the New York Times about why so many people are losing their religion in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I resort.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.